This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.MuslimCentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قل أعوذ برب الفلق من شر ما خلق ومن شر غاسق إذا وقب ومن شر النفاثات في العقد ومن شر حاسد إذا حسد رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي فالحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ثم أما بعد سورة الفلق is a surah that describes the potential evils that exist outside of ourselves that we cannot see, that we must seek refuge from. There are lots of narrations about this surah. They're all very beautiful, so let's go through them inshallah ta'ala. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قال أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا اشتكى يقرأ على نفسه بالمعوذات بالمعوذات وينفث فلما اشتد وجعه كنت أقرأ عليه وأمسح بيده رجاء بركتها سبحان الله. She says that when the Prophet ﷺ used to get sick or be in pain of any kind, he used to recite قل أعوذ برب الفلق and قل أعوذ برب الناس and then he used to blow upon himself and then do masah over his body. When he would get really sick and he couldn't even move, then I used to actually recite it onto him, and I would use his hands to do the masah and do them on myself too, hoping that I would get some of the benefit, the barakah. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان إذا أوى إلى فراشه كل ليلة جمع كفيه ثم نفث فيهما فقرأ فيهما قل هو الله أحد وقل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس. The Prophet ﷺ, every time he would turn to bed, he would come to go to sleep. Every single time, he'd hold his hands together. He would blow into them three times, spitting without releasing spit. Like that. And then he would do this, فَنَفَثَ فِيهِمَا or at least once, and then he would recite إِخْلَاص, فَلَقْ, and نَاس, the last three surahs of the Qur'an, and then he would wipe those hands over him, ثُمَّ يَمْسَحُ بِهِمَا مَسْتَطَاعَ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ as much as he could over his entire body, يَبْدَأُ بِهِمَا عَلَى رَأْسِهِ he would start both of his hands over by his head, وَوَجْهِهِ then his face, وَمَا أَقْبَلَ مِنْ جَسَدِهِ and what is in front of his body, وَيَفْعَلُ ذَلِكَ ثَلَاثَ مَرَّاتٍ and he used to do that three times over. Every single night, the Prophet ﷺ used to do that. Now imagine how much more we need it, if the Prophet needed it, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So now we're learning that he does this when he's physically in pain. We also know this, that he does this every single night as a spiritual protection for himself as well, subhanallah. Then you read, قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لم ترى آيات أنزلت الليلة لم يرى مثل أو sorry ألم ترى آيات أنزلت الليلة ثم لم يرى مثلهن قط قل أعوذ برب الفلق وقل أعوذ برب الناس. Now we're learning both of the surahs, Surah Al-Falaq and Surah Al-Nas, actually came down in one night. They came down together. So he says to the companion, didn't you see the ayat that have come down in one night, the likes of which have never come down? And then he recited both of these surahs. So the Prophet himself is describing these two surahs as incomparable to the rest of the Quran. عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد أنزل الله علي آيات لم يرى مثلهن قل أعوذ برب الناس إلى آخر السورة وقل أعوذ برب الفلق إلى آخر السورة. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, you know, Allah has revealed ayat to me today, the likes of which have never been seen before, and you know, and never been experienced before, even you could say. And he recited Nas and Falaq. And then finally, a beautiful hadith. Uqba ibn Amir al-Juhni قال لي رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قل. Uqba says the Prophet ﷺ one day came to him and said, say. And he says, وما قلت? And what should I say? Say what? And he said, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ recited all three ayat in their entirety. فَقَرَأَهُنَّ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ ثُمَّ قَالْ Then he recited all three of them and then he said, لَمْ يَتَعَوَّذِ النَّاسُ بِمِثْلِهِنَّ أَوْ لَا يَتَعَوَّذُ النَّاسُ بِمِثْلِهِنَّ That's a different statement. Before it was, nothing like this has been seen before. Now he says, people have not sought protection like this ever before. The kind of protection that is given in these surahs has never been given before. These two surahs are a protection of a believer's heart. The heart is the most valuable faculty we have. Why? Because that faculty secures our faith. That heart is in trouble from entities, from dangers from the outside of ourselves and inside of ourselves. Suratul Falaq protects us from the dangers that hit us from outside of ourselves, from jealousy, from people that mean us harm, from people who do propaganda against us, people that are, you know, even trying to, like, you know, engage in magic or call on jinns and all this kind of crazy stuff. People, all kinds of harms are wished upon you by people. And in ways you know and ways you don't know. And this surah will protect you and shield you from all of what's happening and all of the ill will. And in this surah, we're also learning, subhanallah, subhanallah, that the jealousy from people is a real evil. It can really hurt you in ways you may not realize. And you need protection from jealousy. You need protection from jealousy. And that's why you should recite this surah. May Allah Azza wa Jalla make us diligent in reciting these surahs, these three of them, every single night, and seek protection. And may Allah make us of those who are healed and protected by means of their blessing. Barakallahu li wa lakum. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.